seconds. One time for the underdog. One time for the underdog. Ignition sequence start.
Let me see you put 'em up. Reach the sky, touch the stars up above. Cause it's one time for the underdog. One time for the underdog.
You're listening to the Valuetainment Podcast, where we discuss various strategies that will help you scale your business to the next level. I'm your host, Patrick McDavid, and today I'm going to give you a complete different strategy on how to help increase your net worth.
There used to be a time when you and I heard the word net worth, all we ever thought about is a dollar sign, because we link net worth to money. I will explain to you net worth in a way that's completely different, because today your net worth has a complete different meaning, and it's good news for you. But hang tight before I get into it. So it's 1999 and I'm 21 years old. This is a story I want to tell you. And I got out of the army and I'm in Hollywood, I'm in LA. Every time I go out, I see valet with Lamborghini and Ferrari and Bentleys and Porsches and all these exotics. And I want one of these cars. I want to become a millionaire myself as well. And I find this one man who's wealthy and I pull him aside. I said, do you mind if I have lunch with you? He has lunch with me. And the entire time during lunch, I kept asking him, how'd you become a millionaire? How'd you become a millionaire? How'd you become? I'm 21, naive, don't have a clue on what's going on, right? And he finally stops me. He says, man, you're asking everything around money. You have the idea complete in a wrong way. I said, what do you mean by this? He says, look, let me just explain it to you this way. He says, if I was to take this hand right now, and if I were to cover your mouth and your nose, what would you be thinking about? I said, I'd be thinking about air. He says, do you know why? I said, because I don't have any of it. He says, of course. He says, do you know why all you think about is money? I said, why? He says, because you have none of it. All you're thinking about is money because you have none of it. So you are allowing this money problem to prevent you from ever finding out your purpose in life. He said, you got to get this money problem squared away quickly. He says, think about it this way. How much access to oxygen do you have right now? I said, unlimited. He said, do you ever go bragging to people about how much oxygen you have? Like, do you go to people and go like this? Do you brag? Do you show off? I said, no. He says, the same thing with money. He says, hurry up and get your money problem squared away. But he explained it in a way that I realized it wasn't just about money. It was something bigger than money. So today, if you're not a decamillionaire, I know we have several billionaires and several people who follow this Valuetainment channel who are worth in hundreds, if not tens of millions of dollars. But I'm talking to the guys who maybe don't have the millions yet. Let me explain it in a completely different way. Your net worth today is four different brackets, okay? One is the actual money, okay? The other one is your health. The other one is a skill. Then the other one is your influence and your voice. Let me explain. This is a byproduct of these three, not the other way around. This comes because of these three. This is just one aspect of your net worth. A person could be very wealthy, dying, no longer can apply his skill sets, and he no longer has influence and voice because he can't speak anymore. That money doesn't mean anything today, right? So let's talk about these three areas. Health is part of your net worth. Why? If you can move, if you can talk, if you can see this video, if you can hear me, if you can comprehend, if your brain can process all the information that's taken and saying, I don't believe this, I don't believe this, I like this, this is amazing, never heard this before, this is cool, what if I did this, let me write this down, I process this part. If your brain can do, if your heart can feel, if you're feeling the emotion, right? If you can walk, if you can go around, if you can do all that other stuff, it's part of your net worth. You need to make sure you take your body fat because it helps you with stamina. Energy can last a lot longer. The longer you can last, the more possibility you have of making money. The other one is skill. If Edgar back here is standing right back there, Edgar knows how to use cameras. He comes here and tells me all these different things about cameras. He's over here, knows how to do the sound. All the other guys here know how to do a certain skill set. They're forever gonna be fine because they have a skill set that's part of their net worth. You're buying a skill. This human being is like, imagine you have a country and everybody lost everything and you're trying to go live on this country. What question are they gonna ask you before they let you come into this country? How much money are you bringing into this country? What's the other thing? What do you know? What skills do you have? Why does a country ask that? Because it's part of your net worth. We want some skills to come into the country. And last but not least is your influence and voice. Let me explain something to you. If somebody all of a sudden, their influence goes up, social media, Twitter, YouTube, doesn't matter. If their influence suddenly goes up, you better believe money follows. And a lot of people surprisingly are not paying attention to this today. Several people are figuring it out, but some are still moving way too slow on influence and voice. Think about the guy that's a president today. He had more influence and he knew how to use his voice even though it ticked off half the population. So what's influence and voice? Twitter, Insta, Facebook, YouTube, email. telling your story, telling an argument, telling your thoughts. That's part of your influence and your voice. These three contribute towards your financial net worth, but they're part of your total net worth. This is a package. Nobody just gets it with only one. Now, if you were watching this video because your pure interest was around money, let me explain to you on the financial side on what your net worth has to do with four different areas. One is your credit score, then it's savings, then it's income, then it's investment. A lot of times people will say, well, the most important thing is your savings, or the most important thing is your investments. My dad would say, credit is the most important thing. No, it's about making money. So what is the most important thing? Every one of them matters. Every one of them matters. Credit today, when we started a PHP agency, the insurance agency, financial firm, every insurance company that wanted to give us contract, they did every type of background check on me, misdemeanor, felony, DUI, credit, late payment on this. I'm talking every single thing, and it would come back like this, okay? So if I didn't have a good credit, I don't get those contracts because I don't have a good credit. Your credit has to do with the money the bank's willing to pay you, a car loan, a house loan, a business loan. Everything comes back to how solid of a credit you have. It's that important. Some people don't pay attention to this. It hurts you. You need to pay attention to your credit. The other part is savings. What is the important thing about savings, right? Why savings? Why is savings so important? Savings helps this work better. The more savings you have in place, think about it this way. Imagine you're about to get into a fight with a guy that's twice your size, okay? And you go by yourself, and you don't know how to fight. And that guy knows martial arts, mixed martial arts. What's gonna happen with this? Are you pretty confident? You're gonna go to this guy and he's gonna come, he's gonna do a couple kicks, you're done. Now let me give you some backing. You're gonna go fight that guy, except you got 100 people that are willing to come with you as well. And all those 100 people are bigger than you. And you go to that guy, he's by himself. Twice as big as you, but you got 100 people behind you. Say, you wanna fight? Let's fight. He says, wait a minute, I came to fight one-on-one. No, I came to leverage. I brought leverage. You don't have leverage, I have leverage. You wanna fight? Let's go. This guy's not gonna fight you. Why? Because you have savings. Savings gives you leverage. Savings gives you backing. Savings is those 100 people standing behind you where people say, I'm not gonna mess with you, or I'm gonna do business with you because you got a lot of backing. That's savings. Savings allows you to process things better. Saving allows you to make better decisions, lead better, every single way. You become a better CEO, you become a better executive, you become a better recruiter, better salesman, if you have savings in place. And savings is three different brackets. It's not all checking account. You gotta make sure short-term's taken care of, mid-term, long-term. If you're single right now, you might say, I don't have any kids, I don't have to worry about my kids. Then it's all short-term, fine. If you got kids, you're married, you gotta make sure mid-term. If you got an 8-year-old daughter, 10 years college that's 18 years old, you gotta think about these types of things. If you got a 16-year-old daughter, 10 years, 26, marriage, in your culture, do you pay, do they pay? How much do you need to set aside? Is $50,000 a wedding? I don't know those numbers. But you need to be prepared for it because that time is coming very, very quickly. Then it's long-term retirement, investments, all that other stuff. So short-term is 0 to 12 months. Midterm is 1 year to 10 years. Long-term is 10 plus years. And then we have income. Let's talk about income. Sometimes income, I have an income, it's $100,000 income, but it's only an active income. If I stop working, I don't make it. And then the other side is a passive income, but it's only $1,000 a month. So what's important? It's important to have both. I like active and I like passive. Some people will tell you, you wanna have multiple streams of income, and I get questions all the time, Pat, I wanna do it the right way. I want 7 different businesses to pay me, because imagine, there's always this one guy that wants to do it the fastest way to become rich. I'm gonna get 10 different businesses, and these 10 different businesses, if each of them pays me $1,000, I'm gonna be a multimillionaire one day. Listen, don't listen to that guy. Do not listen to that guy. Before you have a very strong passive income, you gotta have one solid income that's coming in, solid. You don't wanna go too many multiple streams of income, and they're all 10%, 10%, 10%, 10%, 10%. I would much rather have one stream of income that's 90%, and it's strong, that can feed others, than try to do a 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. I wouldn't take it that route. So income is extremely critical because this helps with the others. And last but not least, it's your investments. Stocks, bonds, stock options, real estate, artwork, portfolios that have to do with certain baseball cards, collectibles that you have. That's investments. That's growing for on a yearly basis. So now, okay, perfect. Now how do I increase my net worth? And you may say, hey, I'm worth $1 billion today, or I'm worth 100 million today, I'm worth 10 million today, I'm worth a million, or you may say, I'm worth 50,000. What do I do with this? No problem. First of all, take this out. We have a sheet for you to download. If you're on patrickbaydavid.com, you should see it all the way in the bottom. If you don't, you need to go to patrickbaydavid.com to the link and just search this. If you don't see it already, search it, go all the way to the bottom. There's a PDF, download the PDF. When you download this PDF, write down your credit score. What is your credit score? Right here. Write down your credit score. Write down your income, active, passive. Write down your savings, short-term, mid-term, long-term. Write down your investments, how much you have in your investments. Write those numbers out, look at it. How do you feel about it? That's the first thing, okay? Second thing is start tracking it on a monthly basis. Every single month, start tracking it. I started tracking this back in 2004 when I realized I had hit rock bottom. I had to start tracking. I hit rock bottom August of 03. I started tracking 04. Everything started changing. So start tracking, then put a goal, then you drive it. So it's write it out, okay? Track it, put a goal, drive it. What does drive it means? You're driving your credit score to go higher. So if you got a late fee from 2 years ago, you're actually gonna contact Ford dealership and say, hey, why did you put a late fee? I was never late. Then they contact the bureaus and they take it off your credit score, it jumps up 17 points. That's driving your credit score. How do you drive your income? How can I get paid more at my job? How can I make more money at my company I'm working at? How can I make more? You're driving your income. You're driving your passive income. You're driving it, right? Same with savings, same with investments. Now, same when you're doing this, I need you to also do the same thing on this side. On the same sheet of paper, you download a PDF document, download it. Write down your total net worth. Net worth is assets minus liability, right? So if you have $100,000 in total savings and you owe $70,000, it's really $30,000. Your total net worth is what you have, right? Your influence, your voice. Write down how many people follow your voice. Facebook total followers, okay, it's gonna be in the box. Twitter total followers, YouTube subscribers, email subscribers, Instagram, Snapchat, write all of it in your box. What is the total amount of people that are following you? Write that number in here. Your health, how is your weight? Your weight to your height, how's it looking? Have you gone and measured it to see how it looks? How's your body fat? When's the last time you went to the doctor and just said, I wanna do a complete body test, I wanna take a blood test here, I want my body fat, and you start gauging it every 3 months. You go to the doctor, you do your body fat, you do blood tests every 3 months. How's this looking, how's that looking, how's this looking? You start tracking it. Skills, in this box, what are you an expert in? Write it in that box. I'm an expert at coding, I'm an expert at selling, I'm an expert at this, I'm an expert in real estate, I'm an expert, whatever it is. Write it in here. Once you write it in there, okay, and you look at this, you'll say, okay, this makes sense. I have 9,200 people that follow me. I got $39,000 of savings here. My body fat is 19%. I got work to do here because I need to drop 22 pounds. And skills, honestly, I mean, I'm pretty good at soccer, but I'm not gonna be a professional soccer player. I'm pretty good with whatever it is, but I gotta figure this thing out. That's the point when you look at this and it's right in front of you, both of these, you say, man, I got some work to do. So that's when you add on this side, what skills do you wanna add? How do you become an expert at it? What is your goal here? How do you become an expert at it? What is your goal here? How do you drive this? How do you drive this? So remember, it goes back to the four things. You first write it out, so you look at it. Two, you track it. Three, you give it a goal. Four, you drive it. You drive both of these, all of a sudden, you notice your net worth increasing. And then you're looking back 5 years from now, 10 years from now, saying, holy moly, I'm worth $17 million. I'm worth $693,000. I'm worth $193 million. How did this happen? Because you focus on all of these. These four, two different brackets that you're looking at, you focus on these and things started changing. Instead of the typical logical academia way of, you know, in the box thinking of net worth is all tied to your money. BS. This is all part of your net worth. Don't let anybody fool you. That's old school. This is new school. Don't let these old school people teach you how to increase your net worth who are still stuck making $62,000 at a university or somewhere they're teaching and they themselves don't have a high net worth. They want to tell you how to get a high net worth, okay? I'm just telling you, times have changed. Adjust, pivot. The good news is now you have this information. What you do with it is completely up to you.
Thanks everybody for listening. And by the way, if you haven't already subscribed to Valuetainment on iTunes, please do so. Give us a 5-star, write a review if you haven't already. And if you have any questions for me that you may have, you can always find me on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Just search my name, Patrick Bit-David. And I actually do respond back when you snap me or send me a message on Instagram. With that being said, have a great day today. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.